This is Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. I want to thank you for listening in this morning as we get ready to go into the Scriptures. I'd like to invite you to be a part of service with us on Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. We are the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer, located at 155 Vine Street in Fairborn, Ohio. You can find us online at fairborngbc.org and on Facebook and social media. If you enjoy this podcast, you can subscribe by clicking the add button in the top of your podcast app. This morning, as we go into the Scripture, open with me to the Gospel of Mark, and I'd like us to look in the fourth chapter, and we'll begin in the 38th verse as we read about the calming Savior. In this selection of the Scripture, this text, we see the story of Jesus on the ship with his disciples being asleep in the bottom of the ship, and a great storm arises for which the disciples have great fear. But as they await Christ, he begins to show them the power of God and that they have no need to fear, but only believe in faith. In Mark chapter 4, looking in the 38th verse, Mark tells us, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly," Mark tells us, "and said to one another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This morning in the Scripture, we see a wonderful account in Mark's Gospel of the miracle of Christ. Jesus had been asleep in the hinder part of the ship, as it says here in the text, in the back of the ship, even in the bottom, we can imagine. And a great storm arises. The storm is so powerful, and it begins to brew and to beat on the ship, causing it to be filled with water. So much so that it terrifies the disciples, and they wonder, are we about to die? But knowing Christ and knowing the powers that he has, the power he has to deliver, they awake him out of sleep, and they say to him, Master, don't you care that we are about to perish? And we see in the Scripture, Jesus, he gets up and he calms the sea and the winds and brings everything to a lasting calm. But then he begins to rebuke the disciples because of their lack of faith. There are several things that I'd like us to take from these Scriptures this morning. The first being that Jesus is, Christ as he is in our hearts, is the calming Savior. We may find ourselves in such a situation, or we may find ourselves in the calamity of life, but I want to share with you this morning that Christ is our calming Savior. When we are in the midst of trouble, all we have to do is come to him, and he can deliver us and help us through our time of trouble. As Jesus gets up and rebukes the wind, I mentioned that he rebukes the disciples even for their lack of faith. And this is a lesson to us that we must conclude today, that it is, the Bible teaches, by faith that we will please God. Let us seek him more and more each day to honor him in faith and to draw closer to him. And lastly, the disciples mention, what manner of man is this? What kind of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? The disciples knew how powerful Christ was, for the very Spirit of God dwelled within him, for he came forth from God, as he teaches. But yet they could not understand that in all this power, the very essence of this life and the things that are of this world were at the hand of God, and through his word they can be calm. This morning, as you're listening, I pray this scripture is a blessing to you and makes you to realize, let the scripture dwell richly within your heart to know that we are in the hands of the calming Savior. Thank you for listening, and God bless.